Welcome back to the Morning Beat. Now, if you have been listening to our show recently, you know that Michaela and her partner Lisa are on their own personal journey towards starting a family. It's a conversation that comes up so much within our community. For many of us, we never really even considered the potential, the possibility of one day having a family of our own and maybe even having someone carry a child for you. So fertility is a very real discussion, one that we plan on having many more times here on the Morning Beat. It means that much to us. So we thought it'd be really nice today to bring on Michaela and Lisa's doctor, Dr. Kolb from HRC Fertility. Thank you, Dr. Kolb, for being here. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Kolb.
Hi, guys. It's really great to hear you both. I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, I've said this before, but due to the pandemic, our fertility journey got kind of put on halt, and we got to see you for the first time. And I will say that you guys take amazing safety precautions. I mean, when it comes to COVID, you guys are really spacing out appointments, and everyone is wearing their masks, and, you know, everyone's being very, very safe. But hopefully we don't have to do that for very much longer now that people are starting to get vaccinated. However, a question that came up was, if you're a woman who is pregnant or if you're trying to get pregnant, do you recommend these women getting vaccinated?
So I appreciate you recognizing the safety aspect of this. I mean, look, our goal is for all of our patients to have healthy families. And so the vaccines play very much a role in all of that. As far as the vaccines, it is my recommendation that patients do consider getting the vaccine, either if they're just trying to get pregnant, if they are pregnant, or they're just lactating post-delivery. The data supports its safety and its efficacy in helping those patients minimize COVID infection, and it seems to impair some immunity to the babies that are born in vaccinated women.
Huh. That's so interesting. I wouldn't even think that it could do that.
That is so fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm also curious to know, Dr. Kolb, for those of us who, you know, have maybe you're thinking about family for the first time. Because, you know, in our community, oftentimes we're raised to sort of believing that we can't have a family. For those who are considering it or maybe haven't considered it yet, what sort of advice would you give for people starting out on that journey? Where should they look for resources? What sort of questions should they be asking?
Great question. You know, I think you need to search through a personal soul searching as far as like what your goals are and what you're trying to accomplish. And very early in this process, you really need to seek help as far as to learn what those options are. Women have a very different course and set of options than single men or gay men do in this treatment regimens that we utilize. So seeking informed advice either through a healthcare provider or one of the support groups that help individuals along this journey.
I love that because, yeah, my partner and I, we've never really thought about it until recently. You know, I know Michaela's journey is different. Our journey will be different. My little sister adopted a child a year and a half ago. So everybody finds their family in their own way, but it's important to stay informed.
Absolutely. Now, I do want to say without giving too much away that you've written an incredible book, really particularly for our community, that we're going to have you come back on and talk about. So I don't want to give too much away, but I will say there was a lot of things I didn't know as a woman. And I think even as men, we just don't know when it comes to fertility. There's so many different aspects, but I thought one thing that was really incredible was that if you, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're the doc, so just you do it, but there's something that even if you're HIV positive, you're still able to give sperm and you're still able to have a baby. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's the beauty of this process is there's many disease conditions, infectious diseases such as HIV that are really non-relevant in how we treat our patients. There's no risk to surrogates carrying pregnancies. There's no risk to the fetus the way we're able to treat patients in this modern age.
I think I had no idea, and it's so interesting. Listen, Michaela speaks very highly of you. She says you're a great ally,
we're super supportive. We're obsessed with him. He's got three daughters of his own. He's got a wife. He's
super supportive of the LGBTQ plus community. What bit of misinformation would you like? Anything else you want to like clear up for our community, for those of us who are hearing you maybe for the first time right now and saying, I never really considered this, but I still have some trepidation. Anything else you'd like to clear up for anybody who might be considering starting their own fertility journey?
Yeah, look, this is the 21st century, and there's nearly an infinite number of possibilities open to potential parents. And rather than, you know, doubting yourself, rather than seeking just advice of friends who may not be well informed, seek out really good advice, either through healthcare providers that specialize in reproductive medicine. But AJ, as you said, there's other options out there. There's foster parenting, there's adoption. There's so many wonderful options for everybody to potentially be a parent. And really, that's what we're fostering. And the project that Michaela is referring to goes into all that very much in depth. And I look forward to talking to you more about that in the future.
Well, HRC Fertility is where I feel the most safe. Again, I cannot stress enough the safety precautions that you guys have taken during such a difficult time. I will say that I was devastated knowing that my journey was at a halt due to COVID-19. And the steps that you have taken to continue allowing people to grow their families is not only emotional and beautiful, it's so exciting. We look forward to talking with you soon about the book. Again, if you want to know more information about HRC Fertility, go to www.havingbabies.com. Obviously, I'm sweet on Dr. Cole because he's basically like mine and Lisa's baby daddy, but that's neither here nor there.
That is inappropriate, Michaela.
He's just like
very,
more, okay.
Very inappropriate.
It actually doesn't even make sense because it's just not even like he delivers the baby, but it's just like we feel so close to him. Now, I'm going to go. This was a great interview and I'm going to leave it. I'm going to button it right there, Dr. Cole. Look, buttoned. Boop.
Listen, I love you guys.
Coming up, a man finds a lottery ticket only to lose it, but what happens next is wild. You won't believe it coming up in 2 minutes.